This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky with Frank and Terry Crabtree, and it's all a part of Wesley Communications. Hello, Terry.
Well, hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you had a wonderful show last night. Everybody,
everybody
loved it.
Thanks to you, it never would have manifested had it not been for you, because you're the one that got the music.
And the good Lord who gives me the inspiration.
Yes, and the books and the help with the software, everything, you know, it was you.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to kick off the show today with what, Terry?
With All I Know.
By Brian Free and Assurance.
Till the Master made his blinded eyes to see. When they questioned him of how his blinded eyes were open now, all I know is I was blind, but now I see. All I know is my eyes were blind.
Assurance and All I Know. Here's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound getting some help from the Gaither Vocal Band and
Love Is Like a River.
Washing all over me, 'cause his love. pretty Mississippi rolls. Picking up momentum till her raging flood unfolds.
Ocean through Missouri, down the Arkansas ravines.
Moving out of Memphis, all the way to New Orleans. Ow! Well,
his love is like a river, running and a rolling, flowing from the lazy stream. Tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between. Rushing and a flooding till all of a sudden it's washing all over me. 'Cause his love is like a river, running and a rolling, flowing to the deep blue sea.
Well, his love is never ending, pouring like a river flood. His mercy's overflowing, streaming from his precious blood.
His blessings from the fountain, spilling like a roaring tide.
Overwhelm my spirit like swimming in the ocean wide. Yeah!
His love is like a river, running and a rolling, flowing from the lazy stream. Tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between. Rushing and a flood until all of a sudden it's washing all over me. 'Cause his love is like a river, running and a rolling, flowing to the deep blue sea.
Hey!
His love is like a river, running and a rolling, flowing from the lazy stream. Tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything.
It's like a river. That's Ernie Hassan's signature sound. Getting some backup vocals from the Gaither Vocal Band. We've got some people that are listening.
We sure do. I've got to give some shout outs to Judy Merritt over in Somerset, Kentucky.
Hey, Judy. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
And over in Clinton, Mississippi, we have the darling Stephanie Preston.
Hello, darling Stephanie Preston.
I'm not sure where Laura Hudson is from, but Laura? We're happy to have
you. Yeah, yes, indeed. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is one we haven't played on the show. I bought some new music last. Actually, oh. I bought new music of old songs. Okay.
Is this the one that Suzanne Boston had put in?
It is.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Wait a minute.
Was that the one that she had put on her page or something?
I don't think so.
Oh, well.
Let me check and see. Because Suzanne was the impetus for me.
Yes.
To buy the whole album. I went over. She had posted a song, and I went over and listened to the song and on YouTube, fell in love with the song. Well, I thought, well, let me go over and buy that real quick. Well, I went over and fell in love with the whole album. If it's the Cathedrals, you know,
they're wonderful in anything they do.
I love the Cathedrals. So. I don't think this is a song, but it's one I love. And it's the Cathedrals and
Champion of Love.
Thank you. gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you, in this corner of the good and the right, stands a champion robed in white. His height exceeds the hairband.
Champion of Love. Now, Terry, the song that you were speaking of, by the Cathedrals, right, which again was the impetus for me buying this whole album, which Champion of Love came off this album. It's called
For What Earthly Reason?
You are correct.
Well, thank you.
Here are the Cathedrals again.
For what earthly reason would the heavenly Father send down his Son to suffer rejection and pay for crimes he had not done? For what let him hang on a tree? I wept with the answer that the sacrifice.
Nice.
The cathedrals, yeah. And for what earthly reason? This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here are the Hensons.
Mercy Built a Bridge.
In a lowly cattle stable in Bethlehem, there were signs of new construction on a mighty span. That in the hearts of all the lost would cast a shadow of a cross, 'cause that babe of Mary's crib would soon be mercy's bread. Hope was just across the river on heaven's side, but we were much too weak to swim with no boat to ride. God made a way that couldn't fail, a wooden cross, three rusty nails, and on Calvary's rugged ridge, mercy built a bridge.
Oh! us cross the Calvary way. The leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all you give, a mercy built a bridge.
Now we can cross, but we must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all you give, a mercy built.
And Mercy Built a Bridge. And we're going to send this next song out to one of our favorite veterans,
yes.
A veteran from the Korean War, yes. A combat veteran, uh-huh. 91 years young.
Yes, we love him too. Herschel Whitaker.
Absolutely.
We want to say hi to Bobby and Diane Lyons too.
Absolutely. God bless you all. And I hope you guys are having a good day today. You're going to have a great week this week, right before Christmas. Here are the inspirations.
He looked beyond my faults.
Amazing grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw. For me, how
prettiest inspiration.
Oh,
songs well, the, of the all. Words. I mean, I love everything they've done, but the words,
the lyrics are just
so strong, and I always get a big blessing out of that when I play it. And Judy Merritt has asked us to have prayer for Doug Strunk.
Doug Strunk. Uh-huh.
Doug Strunk, and he is battling cancer right now.
Right.
And they've called in hospice. Heavenly right. Father, this is such a rough time on a family, Lord, when possibly it'll be your will that they come home, Lord. If that is your will, Father, give them the peace and the comfort that they're going to need in the coming days, Lord. Help fill the void that'll be left behind, if it be your will, Father. If it be your will, Father, we pray for strength and for healing for Doug Strunk. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
I left my home. I came so far from where I was to where you are. The bitter tears, the lonely ache, the many ways a heart could break. And you were at the center of to free you from the prison of the fall. There was no hill too steep for me to climb, no road too long and hard to make you mine. I gave all I from an old rugged cross. I took your guilt, I bore your shame, and I would do it all again. My open arms reached out and more than words could ever say. From an old rugged cross.
That's Joseph Habedank, and I Love You from An Old Rugged Cross. Wasn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely beautiful. And we've got some Happy Goodmans next, and who are we going to send that out to?
We've got to send that over to Kathy Parker.
Kathy Parker.
Over in Brighton, Tennessee.
And her two feline children.
Right.
Who love Southern Gospel.
That's right. That would be Waylon and Willie.
And you just told them God Bless You and Kitty?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I speak fluent Kitty. I do.
Here are the Happy Goodmans.
And I Believe He Died For Me. Amen,
amen
to that.
Amen.
I never saw the cross he carried up to Calvary's hill. I never saw the precious blood that my Savior spilled. No, I never heard the mob that cried, "Let him crucified." No, I never saw it, but I believe for me he died. I never saw the many burdens that my Savior bore. Oh, I never saw the crown of thorns that my Jesus wore. No, and I didn't see the lonely hill where he was crucified. Still I believe he died. Every step he took to Calvary.
Calvary.
Every drop of blood he shed
for me.
Happy Goodmans, and I Believe He Died For Me. Here's the Mike Lefevre Quartet.
And Last One Worthy.
Shining down, and I breathe in new mercies once more. I felt like a rich man with more than his share, like I'd not been a beggar before. But if you knew my past, you might never believe, when you see me now, how far I've come. I'm a brand new creation, the work of salvation, so believe me, it's nothing I've done.
I'm the last one worthy. the first one grateful to even walk through the doors of this place. So don't let me ever think I could belong here. I know who I am without grace. But I love the heart of the Savior who leads to the guilty, broken, and hurting. Who would willingly go all the way to the cross just to die for the last one worthy?
If you knew the heart behind walls I had built, I was crippled with shame by my sin. Then you'd understand this great joy that I have now that Jesus has taken me in. Who can know more about grace than the one who most needed God's mercy divine? So through all of my sorrows, God filled my tomorrows with a hope I thought I'd never find.
I'm the last one worthy and the first one grateful to even walk through the doors of this place. So don't let me ever think I could belong here. I know who I am without grace. But I love the heart of the Savior who leads to the guilty, broken, and hurting. Who would willingly go all the way to the cross just to die for the last one worthy? I love the heart of the Savior who leads to the guilty, the broken, and hurting. To die for the last one worthy. He would willingly go all the way to the cross just to die for the last one worthy. Last one worthy.
The Michael Favor Quartet and Last One Worthy. I know you love this next lady. You have sung pretty much all of her songs at one time or another.
A lot of them. Yeah. A lot of them in church. You know,
and I know
back
you've done this one. I've heard you sing along before when we've been playing it.
Yeah, she's so darling.
Oh, she is.
I love her dimples.
You're pretty darling, too. Here's Ebby.
Special delivery.
Never was anyone like him. Never will one be the same. A tiny babe, an infant king, Savior. We worship. Thank you.
what they saw to this very day. Oh, he came special, delivery wrapped up in love, bound by a promise, sealed by a dove, and filled with the Spirit, carried by grace. You knew where he was going by the look on his face. And when I'm called, I will go gladly. I will not grieve for the past, for I know
did such a great job. Here's Kirk Talley.
And Jesus is the sweetest name.
Amen.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Every need he is supplying, plenteous grace he bestows.
Kirk Talley, and Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Here are the Hoppers.
Yahweh.
And Yahweh. Hey, you want to thank
a
couple of people.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I've got to thank Judy Merritt and Stephanie Preston for sharing this broadcast on their Facebook pages.
Thank you.
We appreciate you so much.
Here's Gold City.
By your grace, for your glory.
Without your love, what kind of a life would I be guilty of? If not for your redeeming hand that reached so low to raise me up and let me stand by your
believers believe.
moment when you heard his voice above, it came in just the nick of time and cradled you with love. The peace it brought, the faith it taught, and helped you stand when you could not. It was more than you could dream of. It's the hope that dwells within you when you thought all hope was gone. It's the strength that's unexpected, but it helps you carry on. It's the whisper deep inside your heart that says, come follow me. Spoken to my soul. It's the hope that wells within you when you thought all hope was gone. It's the strength that's unexpected, but it helps you carry on. It's the whisper deep inside says, come follow me. And that's what makes believers believe. Oh, that's what makes believers
Legacy 5, and that's what makes believers believe. What a great album by Legacy 5. This came off of their Pure Love album, which was album of maybe the quarter, maybe the year, I don't know, just a few months ago. And I purchased the whole album. Of course, the bass singer, Matt Fouch, is from Somerset, Kentucky, and goes to what's the name of the church?
Was it Sue's Church?
Yeah, it is. It's Sue's Church. Yeah, it's out on
Monticello. Monticello.
Oh no! Oh my goodness!
Sounds like
my mind just went blank.
It's at the end.
It's named after the road that it's on.
Oh well, that tells me a lot.
I know. Thank you. You're such a big help, and I'm over here dying a thousand deaths. You know.
Oh well, it'll come to you at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oak Hill Baptist Church.
Okay, here we go.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Had a thing for a minute. See, she could sit over here and just giggle.
That's my job.
You are the official giggler of the show.
Yeah, that's me.
We want to send this next song out to a couple who has been going through so much, and that's Sue and Don Estes. Yeah. And I covet your prayers for them. I know they covet your prayers also. Please keep them, especially throughout the holidays, in your prayers. And they're going through a rough time right now, and they need all the prayers that they can give. And we're going to send this out to them. This is the Crab Family.
And Through the Fire.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. It's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken, and I never had to stand one test alone.
I look at all my victories, then the spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. Oh, 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 oh.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered a victory's without fighting, but he said he'll put all this come in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says,
Crab family, again, going out to Sue and Don Estes. Here is the Spear family.
He's still in the fire.
My mama read a story from the Bible long ago about Shadrach, Meshach, and old Abednego. How the wicked king commanded they be thrown into the flame because they would not bow and then deny their father's name. Said the king stood high up on a balcony so tall. When he looked in, he was shocked by all the things he saw, 'cause he thought that he would find them lying dead upon the ground. But instead of three, he counted four up walking all around. Then I said, Mama, wait a minute, there's one thing that I must know. If three went in and three came out, then where'd that fourth man go? And I never will forget it. Mama danced across the floor. These are the words I heard her say while shouting through the door. She said, he's still in the fire and he's walking in the flame, and he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name, and he can still deliver by his almighty power. While here below, it's good to know he's still in the fire.
I said, he's still in the fire and he's walking. Deliver by his almighty power. While here below, it's
destined to face life's hottest flame. But I'm glad that I can tell you through the power of his name. Not one flame of fire will touch you. You'll come through it and you'll tell. Yesterday, today, forever, God is still alive and well. I said he's still in the fire and he's walking.
The Spirit Family, he's still in the fire. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter.
I don't have a prayer without you.
Amen.
Sometimes I feel like there's no way out, and my heart begins to doubt. Your amazing grace, but I know that your word is true. You have somehow always seen me through, through my darkest days. 'Cause I don't have a prayer without you. I don't have a chance without you, Lord. I won't you please hold me tight, make my heart true. 'Cause I don't have a prayer without you. Sometimes life feels like a ball and chain, and I become a slave.
I don't have a prayer without you. This is the Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry Crabtree, being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And if we could, please, I would like to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, we ask for strength, Lord, and we ask for healing to so many that are still battling COVID, cancer, heart problems, so many other things, Father. On my prayer list, you know the list, Lord. Father, tonight we pray also for Brother Doug Strunk and his family, Father, as possibly he may be coming home to you again. Be with them. Give them comfort. Give them peace. Give him strength and healing, if that is your will, Lord. Also at this time, Father, our hearts still ache for those who were displaced and lost loved ones and suffered property losses and just so many losses and devastation. Such a traumatic time for the people last week that were in the path of this tornado. Father, we ask that you give them comfort, give them healing, give them restoration of their financial and any needs they have, Father. With just days before Christmas, these precious souls are left searching for shelter and for food at what should be a happy time of the year. Father, we ask that you, again, provide that physical, emotional, and financial healing to all of them. All of them. Bless them, Father. Give them the hope. Give them the peace. Give them the comfort that only you can provide. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
This world will not get better on its own. More problems each day, and we're losing sight of hope. We need to admit we can't fix what's going wrong, but there's someone who can do what we've needed all along. Can heal this hurting world. Only Jesus can heal this hurting world. No one can love like he does, heart by heart and one by one. Only Jesus can heal this hurting world. Every corner of the planet is the same. We can't get along because we don't know how to change. No plan formed by man can set us free inside, but the Prince of Peace can reach our wounded hearts and minds.
has an artist by the name of Gordon Moat. And only Jesus can heal this hurting world. And, of course, this is the time coming up that we're celebrating the birth of that healer, Jesus Christ, in just a few days. And this will be our last broadcast before Christmas. Of course, we'll be back, good Lord willing, next Sunday, but that'll be the day after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I would like to go out tonight with some scripture and then a song right after the scripture. And I want to present that to everybody. But first, I want to thank you guys for tuning into this broadcast tonight, and that the Gospel Music Buffet is always being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Thank my lovely wife for sitting in with me tonight and putting up with me as she does daily.
Oh,
you need to pray for her, y'all. Oh, yeah, that poor child. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much
for tuning in
and worshiping with us this evening. We sure appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
And God bless each and every one of you.
Love you so much.
Well, there you go. I'm not going to do that because it would sound funny coming from a guy. I love you guys. Thank you for being a part of my Christian family, and y'all seem like family to me. You know,
they are family.
We get together like this every week. We worship together consistently, and then we try to get the show out to those we know who wanted to be here, but for extenuating circumstances cannot make it. So going out tonight with this scripture by Alexander Scorby and then a song. God bless all you folks tonight, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and ta-ta for now.
The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The night of our tears.